inshallah, right after the Tarawiyah prayer. Okay, so now let's get started. Today we're starting, a new topic of discussion for the Tawheed class. We're going to be talking about ibadah, or what it means to worship Allah. Because again, this is the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is about to come to an end. And we're supposed to be spending this time busy in acts of worship of Allah. Many of us will be going into seclusion for the last 10 days of Ramadan. And those days of seclusion are to be spent in worship. So what I want to do is talk about what it means to worship Allah and how do we worship Allah. That's what we're going to talk about for the next few days, inshallah. First of all, I'm sure many of you have heard the term Tawheed, okay? Tawheed is an Arabic term which refers to the oneness of Allah. Tawheed is the basis of what Islam is all based upon, worship of Allah. Now, over the years, the scholars have divided the subject of Tawheed into different categories to try to help explain Islam better to the people. They first divided it into two categories. Then later it was divided into three categories. Now you will find Tawheed divided into four categories. And again, it doesn't matter how many categories that the scholars choose to divide Tawheed into, the main thing is that you understand the meaning of it, okay? So what we're going to talk about is the category of Tawheed, which is known as worship or ibadah. Anyone who embraces Islam, all people who profess to be Muslim and who profess that Islam is their way of life, should naturally submit themselves to Allah and worship Him alone. And by doing what He commanded them to do and staying away from those things He has prohibited us to do. Anyone who does this is doing what is known as worshiping Allah. This is Tawheed al-Ibadah. Okay, that's the category of Tawheed, which talks about worshiping Allah. Okay, anyone who professes to be Muslim and submits to Allah and worships Him alone, enjoins the good and forbids the evil, this is Ibadah or Tawheed al-Ibadah. Okay? Without this aspect of Tawheed, then no one's belief in Allah is complete. Now, another term that I want to explain to you is another Arabic term that many of you have heard, which is known as Aqidah. Aqidah. You will find some people who will ask you, what is your Aqidah? Okay? Aqidah is an Arabic term that refers to the belief, the strong belief that you have in your heart for Allah. And that belief excludes any doubts or suspicions. Allah uses the term iman in the Quran to refer to aqidah. So basically, aqidah is the same as iman. It refers to what you believe. It refers to what your belief is. And that belief lies strongly fixed in your heart, okay? Also, your belief in Allah is not just from you saying out of your tongue that you believe in Allah, but it also shows itself from your actions. If a person truly believes in Allah, this will manifest itself through the person's actions. Now, unfortunately, today, we have a serious problem with Muslims. We have a lot of Muslims today who say that they believe in Allah and His oneness. We have a lot of people today who are taking Shahada. They're testifying that they believe in Allah and that they believe that the Prophet Muhammad is his apostle. But unfortunately, a lot of these people are just saying the words without truly understanding what it means. Now, when Islam first began, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was calling the Quraysh to Islam, they never took Shahada because they understood the meaning of what they were saying. If they did not believe in Allah, they wouldn't stand there and say that they did. Okay? Which is the total opposite of what we have Muslims doing today. And this is one of the reasons why I personally am not moved when I hear about a bunch of people taking Shahada. A lot of people ask me, Layla, why is it that you heard that so-and-so had given 200 Shahadas today? Why come that doesn't impress you? Because I know the reality. Out of those 200 people who are standing up taking Shahada, you come back and check with them a year later or 2 years later, and you're going to find that most of them have apostated from this religion. Or if they didn't apostate, many of them will be in innovation or belong to some deviant group because they did not sincerely and truly understand the meaning of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Okay? So now what I want to do is explain to you what it is that you are testifying to. When you take your Shahada, what you are testifying to is that you believe in Allah's Lordship. You believe that He is one who creates and owns and administers what He created. You are testifying that you believe that He is the one who brings benefit and harm to us. In other words, all good and all anything that's good or bad that happens to you comes from Allah. And this is what I tried to stress to you guys when we talked about the eclipse, the lunar eclipse this weekend. Okay? The lunar eclipse is a sign that Allah is about to send His punishment to the people. A lot of people here couldn't understand that. Well, we have to understand when you take Shahada, you are testifying that not only do you believe that anything good that happens to you comes from Allah, but also the bad too, because He is the creator. No one or nothing else creates. You are also testifying that He is the sole power in the universe. That means you don't believe in superstitions. That means you don't believe in omens. You don't believe in luck. There is no luck in Islam. Everything is decreed from Allah. When you take Shahada, you are also testifying that you believe and acknowledge all of Allah's names and attributes. You believe in all the names that He gives to Himself, which He describes Himself by. So this is what we are saying when we take that Shahada, but many people are not aware of this. They don't understand this. There's many people who take the Shahada who don't believe in Qadr. And we talked about that in detail later last month. There's a lot of Muslims who are walking around, and in reality they are unbelievers, because they do not believe in Qadr. They do not believe that everything is predestined by Allah. They don't believe in that. Well, these people are kafirs. So thus, if a person sincerely understands what the Shahada means, he is thus submitting himself to Allah. Submitting himself to Allah. And devoting his life to worship of Him. But again, unfortunately, many people do not understand Tawheed al-Ubada or worship. Also, also, when we talk about worshiping Allah, this means that we single out Allah only for worship. We do not worship anything else with Him. That means we don't worship angels. That means we don't worship prophets. That means we don't worship saints. We don't worship imams. We don't worship scholars. We don't worship a tree, a stone, the sun, the moon. We don't worship money. And we don't worship our desires. Allah tells us in the Quran, in the interpretation, the meaning, and your Lord is one Lord, and there is no one who has the right to be worshipped but He. Also, Allah tells us in the interpretation, the meaning, and the masjids are for Allah alone, so invoke not anyone along with Allah. So again, that's what it means when we talk about worshiping Allah and His oneness. We are talking about not associating anything or anyone else with Allah. We're not putting anyone or anything equal to Allah. However, look how many Muslims do this. Look how many Muslims today call themselves believing in Allah and His oneness. Yet they commit shirk because they take their scholars. They take their imams. They take their children, their husbands, their wives, and put them equal to or above Allah or His prophet. And I'll give you a prime example. This Ramadan, on Sunday, the first day of Ramadan, the people of Egypt announced that they had seen the moon. Not just one person, but thousands of people. And not only did the people of Egypt announce that they had seen the moon, the people of Yemen did too. The people in Palestine did too. The people in Jordan did too. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one, just one reliable, trustworthy person comes to you and says that he has seen the moon, then you begin to fast. However, look how many Muslims did not fast on Sunday because they were following Saudi Arabia, a country. They took this country called Saudi Arabia and made it equal to the Prophet Muhammad. And then they went even further and put that country above the Prophet and said they're going to do what the king of Saudi Arabia said instead of obeying the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is another example of saying that you believe in Allah and that you worship Him alone, but you done put something else up on a level with Him. This is wrong. And many Muslims do this. Many Muslims do this. They say that they believe in Allah and worship Him alone, but they will take the word of their scholars or their imams over Allah. And I'll give you another example. Allah tells us, lawful for you is the food of the Christians and the Jews to eat. Allah tells you that. Allah tells you that it is lawful for you to eat the food, the meat of the Christian and the Jew. Look how many Muslims today will come and tell you that they don't care what Allah said, their sheikh or their imam said you can't. Here's another example of worshiping somebody else other than Allah, of taking somebody else and putting them equal to or above Allah. And this, by the way, is what the Christians and Jews did, which made them fall out of face with Allah. The Jews used to be the chosen people, but they're not the chosen people anymore because they did the same thing that these Muslims are doing today. They took their scholars, their sheikhs, their imams, and allowed them to change the rulings of Allah. They put those people equal to Allah. And this is shirk. And this is not what you call Tawheed al-Ubadah. This is not worshiping Allah and His oneness. This is associating partners with Allah. And again, many, 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 many Muslims today are guilty of this. So to understand the reality of worshiping Allah and His oneness and what it means, for a person who truly understands the reality of what this means, this is a person who can then become close to Allah. We're always talking about how can we get closer to Allah. If you understand the true concept of what it means to believe in Him and worship Him alone, that's how you get close to Him. Another thing, Allah tells us that He has sent many prophets unto us, some of whom we know of, and some of whom we don't know of. But all the prophets that Allah sent, they all came with the same message. And that message was to worship Allah and His oneness. Allah tells us in the interpretation, the meaning, Noah, may Allah be pleased with him, said, worship Allah. You have no other God but He. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I was sent between the hands of the hour with the sword until Allah will be worshipped alone with no partner. So every prophet that Allah sent to mankind and jinn, they all came with the same message, worship Allah in His oneness. Do not put others equal to Him. Do not associate partners with Him. And although this message has been preached since the beginning of time, so many people still do not understand what this means. Okay? So thus, Tawheed al-Ibadah, or worshiping Allah in His oneness, this is the essence of our religion. And this is why we were created. It is the whole purpose of why we are here in existence in the first place. There's a lot of people who ask the question, why am I here? Why was I born? You find many unbelievers, many pagans who sit around asking these questions, why was I born? They pay thousands of dollars to go to a psychiatrist, just to have a psychiatrist try to explain to them what their purpose is in life. Well, I'm always telling you guys, Islam is the cure. You don't have to go see no kafir psychiatrist. Allah clearly tells us that what your purpose in life here is to worship Him alone. Allah clearly tells us that the reason we were created is to worship Him alone. And this is why we were here. Allah says in the interpretation, the meaning, and I created not the jinns and men except that they should worship me alone. So that's what your purpose in life is. That's what all of our purpose of life is. All of us, our purpose of life is to worship Allah and His oneness and try to accumulate as many good deeds as we can to take with us so we can stand before Allah on the day of judgment and have those scales tipped in our favor. That is your purpose of life. That is everybody's purpose in life. Also, when we go around calling people to Islam, everybody wants to give dawah. I'm always telling you this. And people, first of all, you have to understand that dawah begins at home with you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sadaqah begins at home. Charity begins at home. Okay? Before you go around giving dawah to anybody, you better give it to yourself. You better make sure that you understand what Tawheed al-Ibadah is. Need to make sure that you understand what it means to believe in Allah and what it means to truly worship Him. And when you do go around inviting people to Islam, you invite them to Islam. You invite them to worship Allah and His oneness. This is also the key to jihad. We got a bunch of Muslims running around talking about jihad. Allah tells us, and the interpretation of the meaning, and fight them until there is no more fitna, disbelief, and the religion is for Allah alone. But if they cease, then Allah is the seer of what they do. A lot of people will come here and ask me, I get this question a lot in real life too, from Muslims I know in real life. They'll actually call me on my phone just to ask me this. Is there a real jihad going on anywhere in the world, Sister Layla? And I tell them all the same thing I'm going to tell you here. Do you understand what jihad is? Allah is clear here. He tells us jihad is fighting until there is no more disbelief to make the religion for Allah alone. Who do you know that is fighting for the religion of Islam to make Islam the religion? Jihad is not fighting for property. Jihad is not fighting because you want to own some land. You think some land belongs to you, but instead some Jew got it. That ain't jihad. That may be a war, but that ain't jihad. Every war is not a jihad. Jihad is not because you want to put somebody in power. You don't like Saddam Hussein, so you're going to kill him and take him out and put in Ayatollah Khomeini. That ain't no jihad. You don't like the fact that Kuwait got all that oil and they not sharing it with you, so you're going to do war on them. That ain't no jihad. There's a lot of wars going on in the world, but how many of them are actual jihads? If you understand the meaning of that word, then you can answer that question. Everything in Islam is based on believing in Allah and His oneness and worshiping Him in His oneness. And again, if no one has this concept mastered, then no one can truly say that he is truly a believing Muslim. Another thing to think about. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. He said, anyone who believes la ilaha illallah, he will intercede on behalf of them, and they will be taken out of the hellfire. Now, this is another hadith that is very, very much misunderstood. And the reason why it's misunderstood is, again, because people don't understand the concept of ibadah or worship, worshiping Allah in His oneness. That hadith does not mean that you can do like many people do that I know. We got many people who will go and give lectures on Islam, then they'll make everybody stand up afterwards. And they'll say, I want everybody in the room to repeat after me. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Guess what, guys? Now you're all Muslims and everybody's going to go to paradise eventually. No, 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 no. Just because a person says la ilaha illallah doesn't mean anything. Again, true akidah or true belief is in the heart, and it shows itself through your actions. Your your actions. You don't just say it out your tongue. You live it. You practice it. Anyone who truly believes La ilaha illallah is not going to sit up and associate partners with the law. He's not going to live by the rules or the laws of anyone other than Allah. He's not going to take his scholars, his mother, his children, and put them equal to Allah, because he knows that by doing this, he is now associating partners, and that does not make him a believer. So the people who will come out of the hellfire, who believe La ilaha illallah, are those who are true believers, who never, ever ascribed partners with Allah. Those are the ones who will come out the hellfire. Those are the ones the Prophet Muhammad will intercede for. He's not going to be sitting there interceding on behalf of somebody who claims they believe La ilaha illallah, but they still think Jesus is the Son of God. Astaghfirullah. He's not going to sit there and intercede on somebody who says that they believe La ilaha illallah, but they lived by the laws of the kafir. They took the laws of the kafir above Allah's laws. And this is another problem we have with Muslims today. We got Muslims today, instead of living by the laws of Islam, they're living by the laws of the kuffar. For example, they're going out, getting married by kafirs, going into the kafir courts, having some kafir judge marry them, instead of going to a mosque, having an imam marry them. Guess what, guys? Your marriage is null and void. If you are not married in accordance to the laws of Islam, which means having a wali, having a dowry, and two witnesses, which means having a dowry and having an imam and having two witnesses, if you're not married by those laws, then guess what? You're not married. You're living in sin. You're fornicating. And any children that you have are illegitimate. A person who believes and worships Allah and His oneness only lives by the laws of Allah. He does not take the laws of man over Allah. And so many Muslims are guilty of this. So thus, guys, as we can see, Tawheed al-Ibadah, or worshiping Allah and His oneness, is something that very few of us truly understand. But again, if you don't truly understand this, then your iman is not complete. Your faith is not complete. Your belief is not complete. And this is why I tell you guys, before you jump up and run out here giving shahadas to people that you don't know, you need to make sure that they understand what they are testifying to. You got to make sure these people thoroughly understand what they are testifying to. Because again, many, many people take shahada every day. But 50% of those people apostate within a year. Okay? We're going to stop right here for today. And then tomorrow we're going to continue by speaking more about ibadah, or worshiping Allah. We're going to talk about the different types of love that we should have for Allah. So we'll stop right here for today. And if you guys have any questions, inshallah, go ahead and ask them.